Talking today with Michael Kelsey, Executive Director for the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, 61st Annual Convention and Trade Show of the OCA happening at the Reed Center in Midwest City. This is going to be your first ride as far as in this new role as Executive Director of the Cattlemen's Association.
It is, and I'm really excited. I began the position July 1. But I think this is a perfect time to have the convention for me because I'll have an opportunity to meet people, re-meet people, obviously some old friends from back in my beef council days and then growing up, but also to get involved in the policy-making process, our education process, and then just the networking that convention provides. So I'm really looking forward to a great event.
And as always, got a great program lined up. This is really what OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlewomen, and the Oklahoma Junior Cattlemen. So you got really a lot of different elements, kind of all kind of spinning around the show itself.
That's right. If you have an interest in the cattle industry in Oklahoma, this is the premier event. From an education standpoint, from an opportunity to network with like-minded individuals, large or small, cow calf, stocker, feeder, doesn't matter. All of the junior cattlewomen, cattlemen, as you mentioned, this is the premier event, and that's what we're going to continue to build this as and build on that, whether it's Cattlemen's College, it's the trade show opportunities, all of those types, the policymaking committees, et cetera. We're going to build this as the event, and that's what we're pushing for, and we're hoping that cattlemen and women and junior cattlemen will roll out for us.
Now, your keynote speaker on that Friday morning of your meeting this year, a gentleman that you know well from your days over at Nebraska, Forrest Roberts, CEO of the NCBA, good opportunity for somebody to come in and kind of hear some of his vision.
Absolutely. We've billed him in our opening general session to give us that vision of NCBA. But then we've also asked Forrest to stick around. And so he's going to stick around for Friday. And we really encourage cattlemen to have an opportunity to visit with him one-on-one. And we really want Forrest to be able to do that. Because from a formal presentation, it's great to get that overarching 30,000-foot view. But at the same time, as cattlemen, we like to talk to each other. And we want to talk about what's going on and how this shapes and how it affects me individually. And so we've asked Forrest to stick around, and he's going to do that for us and be around the trade show, be around the meetings and so forth. And so what a great opportunity for cattle producers to come in and have some one-on-one with the CEO of NCBA.
I guess it's interesting because and you've kind of worn multiple hats down through the years from the policy side and the checkoff side. He's actually overseeing both sides at NCBA, and I know that sometimes raises questions in and of itself.
Absolutely it does, and whether it's a firewall issue or who handles in terms of what side of NCBA handles it, it's a great working relationship. I can't emphasize enough how in the beef industry we're all working together, and Forrest does a great job of balancing that, and that's difficult. I mean, if you really stop and look back and think about it from a government standpoint, the regulations that are on the checkoff and so forth, that's a very difficult balancing act. Forrest does a great job. And so what a great opportunity, again, for producers to come in and talk to him and say, how are the two sides working together for the betterment of the industry while still respecting those firewalls that need to be in place and that are in place and are doing a good job of maintaining that separation? But, again, very difficult balancing act that he does, but he does a good job, and we're looking forward to having him.
And, of course, one of the things that's been in the part of the OCA meeting for a lot of years now, perhaps I don't know if I think it most certainly was going on when you were here in the Beef Council, but that relationship with Oklahoma State University and the Animal Science Department and OCA for that Cattlemen's College.
That is fundamental. That is just key. There, again, no greater opportunity, we believe, for education to occur than our Cattlemen's College, and that's what we want to continue to build on. So this year and future years to come, that Cattlemen's College is just going to be a critical part of our convention. And the relationship between OCA and OSU, we just view that as a partnership. Obviously, as an alumni, I'm very proud of that, being a cowboy. But at the same time, that is just critical that we maintain that positive, dynamic, synergistic relationship between OCA and OSU. And we're going to continue that. Great opportunity is Cattlemen's College, and we look forward to continuing that for many years to come.
One of the things that we haven't mentioned it to yet, but obviously the other half of the event is your trade show.
Right.
and you got a lot of great support, I know, from that. And this is a good opportunity for folks to kind of keep up to date on what's out there.
Absolutely. I think the last count was 109 booths. So, and they range from, as you can imagine, whether it's marketing, animal health, environmental, whatever the interest might be. There's even some social interest involved in the trade show. So a great opportunity for cattlemen in a very relaxed environment to talk to service providers, facility providers, if it's equipment, et cetera, some of those types of things, to study, if you will, or just to explore and ask questions, get to know some people, get to know our service providers. I tell you what, our allied industry folks are critical partners for the success of both individual cattlemen as well as a cattle industry as a whole, and we're so proud of the relationship that we have with our allied industry, and we really appreciate them rolling out to bring their wares, if you will, for display so our members can come through and talk with them and explore. So it's a great opportunity as well.